Air Defense, go ahead.
Aircraft flash. One multimotor. High overhead. Southwest. No delay. Alpha Foxtrot 00 red.
Check. Thank you.
To the members of the Ground Observer Corps, the men and women who keep their constant vigil on the sky, listening, watching, ready at a moment's notice to warn of approaching danger to the security of our nation, to these guardians of democracy, this program is dedicated. Western Air Defense Force, in cooperation with the station to which you are listening, presents Look to the Skies. This transcribed program is a tribute to the men and women who voluntarily man the aircraft observation posts so vital in our national defense chain. Today, we salute the Ground Observer Corps with music by the Airmen of Note, the official United States Air Force Dance Orchestra, Warrant Officer Fred Kepner leader, and featured vocalist, Airman First Class Larry Grayson. Later in the program, we'll present an Air Force pilot who has gained a permanent place in aviation history. The fast tempo of our opening number appears to be in contrast to the connotation of its title. Listen to the Airmen of Note play their arrangement of Sleep. the development of modern aircraft is a continuing process. A process that with each new development gives us, and our potential enemies as well, an Air Force with an ever-increasing destructive capacity. We knew of no one better qualified to comment on this than Major Charles Yeager, Air Force flight test pilot. Major Yeager won fame and glory as a combat pilot in World War II, and in 1947 became the first pilot to crack the sonic barrier. Major Yeager.
Thank you, Sergeant Hodges. 6.5 years ago, I had the honor of being selected to be the pilot to take a crack at the sonic barrier in the X-1. At that time, no one really knew what would happen to an airplane exceeding the speed of sound. But the X-1 was a well-designed little airplane, and we had all the confidence in the world in her. Now, we've come a long way since that day, and surpassing the speed of sound with the accompanying roar of a sonic boom has become almost an everyday occurrence. And since that day, I've had a lot of time to do a lot of thinking. You see, along with other test pilots at the Air Force Flight Test Center, I'm in a rather fortunate position. I've had the opportunity to fly a lot of aircraft that are still classified, the fighters and bombers of the future. Knowing about the speed and range and destructive abilities of our own aircraft, I can guess what our potential enemies may have along the same lines. And I'm faced with the frightening belief that if their airplanes are just half as good as ours, any future attack on this country is going to be extremely swift and terribly deadly. We have many ways of defending the skies over our heads against a sudden sneak attack, but there are gaps in that defensive ring. These gaps can only be plugged by the eyes and ears of the Ground Observers Corps. These gaps will be closed after there are enough Americans who will volunteer a few hours of their time each week helping to defend their own homes and their own country. Now, you can help if you care.